Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys. I know everybody's all excited. The season premiere of The Walking Dead is this Sunday, the 12th, 9/8 Central on AMC. And you know him as Eugene on The Walking Dead, but we know him as a radio hero because he made it out of radio and into TV. Josh McDermott's on the phone right now. What's up, Josh?
You are. Hey, thanks for your support over the years. You guys were always sending me money.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Radio, and you know, now my dreams have come true, and I'm able to come back and be on your show now, so it's exciting. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
So we're just fascinated that you escaped radio.
I don't know how I did it, man. I don't know how I did it. I think one day I just walked out the door and kept walking.
Man, because it just sucks you in and doesn't let you
out. Yeah. I mean, going on Last Comic Standing, I'm sure, helped quite a bit.
You know what? I think that was the start of it. I was like, oh, wait, there's other stuff out here? Hold on a minute. There's not just free food in the morning. I'm in the middle of a radio tour right now, and I did one of the stations I just talked to. You know, it's like 6 in the morning, and the guy's like, oh, I'm so full and bloated right now. I've just been eating queso all morning.
Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed.
Did you have a wacky DJ name, or was it just you?
Josh?
I had a few. I played a bunch of different characters, but the only one where I used my own voice was Jeff the janitor, and he was he did the news. He was the bit was like, we got rid of our news person and we need someone to do the news, so let's just pull the janitor in here and let him do the news. And I don't know how to do the news. I would laugh in the middle of stories because I would just start thinking of, because I'm a comedian, so I'm like thinking of things that are funny, and I'm telling this like sad story about a pig with two snouts or something like that.
I remember that story.
Wow. And here's the thing, like, if you're a kid out there and you're wondering how to get into radio, Josh, you started just calling a radio show when you were like 14, right? That's how your career basically started?
Yeah, like, I was never good at doing character voices or anything, but I was really good at sticking to the character. So I would call up this radio show in Phoenix called The Tim and Willie Show, and I would just say, you know, I would like request stupid songs, and I was just stupid character. I was bored waiting for the school bus, and I'm just like calling up. And then I had like 10 different characters I would do on the show, and they had no idea it was all coming from one guy. And
wow.
And eventually they found out I was a idiot kid, and they said, you should work down here. And that's kind of how my radio career started.
Yeah. Very cool, man. And now you're the 6th most famous Josh that comes up in Google.
Is that right, Al?
Yes. And,
I mean, who are the other 5?
Well, there's Josh Norman.
Mm. Who's that?
The cornerback for the Redskins.
Okay.
There's, really? Come on. What did the Redskins do this year?
Nothing, Josh.
There's Josh Groban. Of course,
okay, I know who that is.
Yeah. Okay, that's a big one.
There's Joshua Independent School District.
What? This must be relative to where you live.
There's Josh Peck and Josh Brolin.
Brolin,
and
yeah,
you're the
okay.
next one.
I don't even know who Josh Peck is.
I assume you're the next one. It cuts off at 5, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
You're the 2nd most famous Eugene.
Oh, my God. Well, who's the first?
Levy.
Levy,
of course.
Yeah.
He's got great eyebrows, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yeah, he does. Well, you have great hair on the show, this mullet, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to bring that back. I've been brainstorming with MacGyver and Billy Ray Cyrus on how we can overtake the world.
Do you enjoy walking around with the mullet? Like, because I'm sure when you're filming, it's all good. But when you go out in real life.
No. It's a mullet.
Did they give you the option of making a fake one? Like, you could have your hair short. And I mean, this is Hollywood. They could add hair.
Well, yeah. At first, they started clipping in extensions. But you still have to have a little bit of hair back there. And so it just looked like I had a baby mullet. Like, I was trying to grow a mullet, which is worse than actually having a mullet.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to grow it out. And, you know, I live in Los Angeles, and people just kind of look at me like, what's going on here, you know? But, like, if I'm in, like, Alabama or something, people just don't even look at that. They're like, hey, brother, how you doing, you know?
Well, just next time, just tell them it's a shag, it's not a mullet, because the black people's equivalent of the mullet is the shag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The shag.
Sure, it's a shag.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
If you ever become a brother.
That. It's Black History Month, so I thought I'd give you a little tip.
We're talking to Josh McDermott from The Walking Dead. And is it true, Josh, that your family had an air balloon when you were growing up and you got your pilot's license for that?
Yeah, I had a weird childhood, man.
Wow.
We had a hot air balloon. My dad got a balloon ride when he was you know, 1 year for his birthday and decided, hey, that was fun. I'm going to go buy a balloon.
And I'm sure mom loved that.
Yeah, a lot of families, you know, get a swimming pool or, like, ATVs or, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, thing for the family to do. We had a hot air balloon. And you can only fly it in the winter, so I don't know what we were doing in the summertime, just sitting around, like, wishing we could fly. But it was a weird way to grow up, you know, flying. And I don't know, there's something cool about saying you're a pilot, but when you find out you're a hot air balloon pilot, it's like, nah, that's not as cool.
I'm sure
yeah,
you were
a
able
pilot
to get,
with a mullet.
Yeah, you were able to get some ladies on the hot air balloon, I'm sure, right?
No, absolutely not.
It was Jerry.
You fly a Cessna? No, a hot air balloon. Oh,
well, Josh, we do have our expert, our Walking Dead expert in studio right now, Trey.
Hey, Josh, I've actually come and met you at Walker Stalker Con. I was one of the thousands of people waiting in line to come and talk to you. Well, he's out there. He's out there to be noticed by
in
people.
In fact, he has a piece of your mullet at home.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the actual show. Like, have you heard that The Walking Dead actually started because of Walter White on Breaking Bad? Have you heard this theory?
Yeah, I've heard that theory, like the blue mess thing.
Exactly. I thought that was cool. So what happened is that Walter White made the blue meth, and then Merle, one of the characters that was a part of the original group, was a meth head. Uh-huh. And he was using Walter White's meth, and they're in the same universe, and they maybe made Gus the first zombie ever. It's a little far-fetched, but it was a cool little tie-in.
Or this could all be the figment of a drug-induced imagination.
It could be.
It could be that, but we'll take it even further, Trey. There was an episode, and I want to say it was the episode with Beth and Daryl season 4 or 5, where he's talking about his brother. He's talking about Merle and, like, getting drugs from this guy who said bitch a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. No one's ever, like, confirmed it, at least from our show. And I think when you ask people about it, they kind of roll their eyes and go, we got bigger things to worry about. But it doesn't surprise me that that's a theory that has some legs.
It does seem like the creators, Robert Kirkman and Vince Gilligan of Breaking Bad, really like their tie-ins and making sure that all their stuff is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cohesive.
Cohesive, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, they're roommates. They're roommates here in Hollywood.
Still?
They live together.
They didn't do well enough from this to move out?
No, man. They split an apartment off Hollywood Boulevard. That's where they live.
Rent is really high out there in L.A., you guys, even if you're rich.
And then, Josh, the fans got upset, apparently, about there being too much violence in the season premiere of season 7. Mm-hmm. I personally loved it.
Yeah, I loved that.
You know, I think the internet allows one person to be vocal and sound like many. And I think it's such a small percentage of people that were actually complaining about the gore and the violence. And there's the story going around that we toned down the violence or that we made changes. And we didn't, as far as I know. And so the show is still the show you've grown to love. We had to show the brutality in that first episode because we had to show these characters get beat down emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. And so they had a place to come from in order to maybe rise up and try and battle Negan. So,
wow, I love him. My boyfriend looks like Negan, just like him.
Your boyfriend does?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
BS, you're lying.
No, he really does.
No, he does.
Everybody says that.
No, he really does.
He's much nicer, though.
No, like a twin, really.
Yeah.
Josh, do you ever go to work like at the beginning of the season and you're like, all right, this is it. This is when they're killing me. This is going to be it.
Every day, man. Every time the phone rings, and it's someone from the Walking Dead production office, I get scared.
Well, then you need to be more proactive because I just went to your website and your upcoming calendar is completely clean.
I know. I'm hedging some bets here. I'm hoping to stay on the show as long as I can.
You can get into like hair care products and commercials. Yeah.
Literally, Trey could talk to you all day.
And we apologize for that, Josh.
Allow, Trey.
But catch Josh McDermott on the season premiere of The Walking Dead this Sunday, 9/8 Central on AMC. It was a pleasure talking to you, Josh.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, my man.
Send me some more mullet.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got your Showbiz Top 5 coming up in an hour. Kelly will catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood. Top 5 stories. That's what we call it, the Showbiz Top 5. See what we did there? 5 stories.
Got it.
Also, Craigslist Valentine's, 40 minutes away. If you're sitting there going like, dang, I gotta get my girl something. Well, we got you, fam. We'll tell you what's going on Craigslist. That way you get her a gift that no other dude has gotten her before. And if you're a lady, we got some of those for the fellas as well. Mm. We'll help you out.
Sounds good.
But right now, it's time
to go to Snapchat Bachelor.
On this episode of Snapchat Bachelor, it's the most controversial Snapchat Bachelor ever.
Is it?
Six girls remain. One will go home. Man. Mitchell has to make the toughest decision of his life. Who will it be? Find out now.
Jose Harrison. Man.
Thank you.
That was impressive, dude.
Caroline, take it away. I'm just spent.
I don't know if I can follow that. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, a little background on Snapchat Bachelor. If you're tuning in for the first time, I picked one of my guy friends who needed a date to be the Snapchat Bachelor. I weeded out 100 girls to 10 girls, and each week they have to do a competition on Snapchat. So we are down to six ladies this week.
Okay. And they've never met him in person, just Snapchat.
Yeah, they don't get to meet until they're top three. So the top three girls will get to meet Mitchell and go on a date.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like hometowns, but except in person.
Exactly. Right.
Gotcha.
So their challenge this week was to write Mitchell a poem. And mind you, they have to do everything in 10 seconds because it's on Snapchat. And also we have audience participation every week where they can go on the Snapchat Bachelor Snapchat, which is the Snap Batch, and vote on their favorite girl.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because the girl who always wins immunity is usually Mitchell's favorite. And then the girl who gets the lowest score is usually the one to go home.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
How that works out.
Yep. Mm. So we can go ahead and show y'all what the girls did this week. So the first girl, Alex, her nickname is Mother Teresa because she like goes to Haiti and saves all the children. Here's her snap.
It may have been the snap. It may have been the chat. But your beard had me saying... How about that?
Ah!
Mm-hmm. She looks so pretty in
She's
that
so
Snapchat.
Pretty.
She does.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, by the way, Mitchell has a nice beard for the ladies.
And for
Thank you, JC.
Yeah. Well, she was mentioning it in her poem.
Beards are very trendy right now.
Yeah, they're very in. And there was a study that came out that said women do prefer, in fact, they do prefer the beard.
The beard.
The bearded guy.
Wow, okay.
I don't like it when you're kissing them, though. I dated a guy that had a really full beard, and it would just make me raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about full beard.
It gives you beard bumps.
But right? If you ever need a snack, you can always pick something out of that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's next?
Next is Ashley. Ashley's nickname is Miss Queso because in her bio she wrote that she moved to New York and had to come back because she loved queso so much. And Miss Queso won immunity last week. So here's Ashley.
Hey, sweet Mitchell, I'll keep this simple. We've been snapping for a while. You've got a cute smile. It's almost Valentine's Day, which is also my birthday. My only wish will be to get your rose emoji.
So cute, y'all.
Very cool.
Okay,
very nice.
Okay.
Mitchell says she's got a little Reese Witherspoon action
she does.
Going on, which she mm-hmm. totally
right.
does.
Good eyes.
Very cute.
Well, that would be great if they ended up there because, you know, he looks just like Blake Shelton. Two celebrity lookalikes.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's true. There
awesome.
You go.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen that resemblance.
Yeah.
I don't really
I
see it either.
Reese
but...
and Blake would be a cute couple.
All right, no, who's next?
Well, okay, so next is Bree, whose nickname is Swimsuit.
The string bikini
she's
girl.
She's got the string swimsuit that y'all all
yeah,
love.
Buddy,
so she hadn't worn the swimsuit in a while, but it's back this week.
Yay! Right. Oh, we knew it!
Yay!
So here's hers.
All right.
There once was a girl in a skimpy swimsuit. By now, that story is probably moot. She climbed up in a tree, shouted, Mitchell, pick me. She was looking for love, not the boot.
Kelly, wow. Did you catch the moot thing?
That was a
that was towards
moot.
You. Moot.
That for me?
Yeah, that was for you.
Because you don't get a lot of moot.
You don't get a lot of moot.
She put a lot of work into that. So she voiceover.
Yeah,
a video?
She did a voiceover.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And watch these videos on Kid TV.
Wow.
Climbed in a tree in her bathing suit.
Yeah, yep. That's impressive.
That was effort.
I've never seen a bikini in a tree.
I don't think I could climb a tree in a bathing suit. That's
all right.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine the scratch mark?
Oh, or a splinter in your butt?
Oh, never
well, and she's got a scarf and earmuffs on because apparently she's in Reno, Nevada. Apparently it's very
it's
cold there.
It's chilly there, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Elizabeth, who is software because she is in software sales.
Uh-huh.
And hers was very cute, so go ahead and do it. She's a little aspiring chef, too. Her Instagram is lit. Like a little competition for me.
Oh, really?
Yes, and gotcha. You know I'm like,
you cook a lot.
I'm amateur chef, but she's like, she's killing it. So
okay.
She brought a little of that to her challenge this week.
You guys would get along then if she won.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the software to your hardware, the Gwen to your Blake. If you pick me, Mitchell, your heart will not break.
So she made a heart pizza with green peppers in the shape of an M.
Wow.
And she'd be the Gwen to his Blake.
Yeah.
What is this? I don't see
Very
it.
Very convenient because he looks so much like Blake.
I don't see it.
Al, you don't see it? The beard?
I really don't. I'm going to be honest
He's
with you.
He's a country?
I don't see it.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm pretty much a Blakeologist.
In fact, when he walked in here the other day, I was like, Mitchell, Blake, when'd you grow that hair?
I think that was more a shout out to Al. for the Gwen and Blake thing more than Mitchell looks like Blake. I don't know.
All right. It's a twofer.
Yeah, I guess. So next we have Kristen. Kristen's nickname is Cowgirl because she's an Oklahoma girl.
We haven't met, but don't fret. I'm completely normal. Some even say adorable. This could be great. Radio show love story. Might be fate.
All right, y'all got to quit using them pretty filters.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the pretty filters?
I mean, she looks come on.
She looks like
There's some girl I've been following. She keeps using that one that makes her eyes look so big, like a Disney character.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you doing that? Because you don't look like that in
real
life.
Those were her real eyes.
I don't see you come up and you're not going to have them big old bug eyes because you've been using a pretty filter.
I know.
Quit using pretty filters.
First of all, we moved away from that.
You don't look like that.
Do the regular and swipe ones. Yeah.
Those were her eyes.
No, she was using a pretty filter.
She's got something going on right there, I think.
No.
The pretty filter, yes. Her eyes are not that shiny.
But first of all,
this is for your own good. You're a beautiful girl. Why are you doing that?
It's Snapchat Bachelor. If you're not using the Snapchat filters to your advantage to win, then you're not doing it right.
But then you go meet him and he's going to be like, oh, don't look like we're doesn't make you
look,
bug eyes.
It makes everyone look better. It doesn't make you look that different.
Just don't use the filters.
Kelly said don't use it.
All right. Do we have a new rule? No more filters?
No more filters.
But it's Snapchat.
I know.
I'm surprised nobody's trying to make Aunt Kelly happy.
It's not real. Be you.
You do need to be you.
I do think in this contest, you should put on your makeup and get in good lighting.
Yeah.
And that it takes a lot more effort.
At least until the man is.
That's how you do it.
You know, he hadn't even seen you yet.
Or he met you
in person.
The pretty filter does all that for you in a matter of 0 seconds.
You know what else does? A regular snap and you swipe once. And then it's like a light filter.
Oh, that's,
light
see, that's
filter.
A good one. That's
and
a good one, too.
And it doesn't look so extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just a tip for you guys.
Okay. Last but not least is Robin.
Which one's Robin?
Robin's our comedian, Chiquita Banana.
Mm-hmm.
She's very funny.
Roses are red. Wine is also red. I'd offer you a glass, but I broke off the cork. Poems are hard.
Y'all, I ran into her, on Saturday and hung out with her.
You did?
She's great.
Oh my God. Girl crush. Like, she's awesome.
Can she drink you under the table?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, she's that girl.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah. And she's hilarious at all times.
So funny. Just like very dry, witty. You can tell she's very smart.
See, that's great. She's a fun girl, but is she looking for a serious relationship?
She is. She is.
That is, well.
Is she here for the right reasons?
She is here for all the right reasons. I'm telling you.
Is Mitchell looking for that kind of a... I mean, sometimes the guy is
maybe
the one that's funnier than he is.
Maybe they wouldn't be a good match.
That's true.
But
it doesn't matter. I just really like her.
I know. At least maybe you made a friend out of this contest.
Who got immunity this week?
So, the person who got immunity this week...
Yeah, hold on.
Oh,
drum roll.
The last
I gotta get the drummer in here.
No,
this one Mitchell likes the best?
No, immunity.
No, this is who the listeners voted on.
The listeners voted on
this week.
Okay.
Immunity.
Again, another landslide. Miss Queso got it 2 weeks in a row.
Man.
Which one was she?
Ashley?
Yeah, Ashley.
The one that looks like Reese Witherspoon?
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
2 weeks in a row.
This poem won immunity.
Hey, sweet Mitchell, I'll keep this simple. We've been snapping for a while. You've got a cute smile. It's almost Valentine's Day, which is also my birthday. My only wish will be to get your rose emoji.
That's cute.
It didn't rhyme, but it was a good poem.
She's adorable.
And if she's making other girls like her, which that's hard.
It's the Reese Witherspoon effect.
Hard to be a pretty girl and to get other girls to like you.
And I've gotten so many guys tweeting me like, if Mitchell doesn't want her, I'll take her.
Great.
See,
so
like
who did Mitchell pick?
So Mitchell picked.
Hold on. Let's get the drummer in here.
Okay.
Stepped outside for a second.
Well, drumming's hard.
It is.
Mitchell picked Elizabeth Software.
Oh, okay.
The pizza girl.
The pizza.
Okay.
She's the one with the cool office.
Yes, cool office, yes.
So how many are we eliminating?
So we're just eliminating one. So let me go through who is also safe this week.
Okay.
So, Alex.
Oh, let me get the drummer back.
Okay, you got to do the nickname. All right,
oh,
okay,
man.
Here we got to do the nickname.
Okay. Hardest working drummer in radio right now,
yeah,
man.
You ready?
Yeah.
Next is Alex. Mother Teresa.
Yay.
And then we also have Kristen. Cowgirl is also safe this week.
Okay.
So we have one rose left. Yeah. It's between Bree and Robin.
Which is the bikini girl.
Bikini or comedian Chiquita Banana.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm. I'm not feeling good about bikini, and I don't say that often.
Okay. Well, I hate to disappoint you, Al. But
I knew it.
Robin gets last rose, which means Bree's going home this week.
Oh!
The bikini is, I love it. But it works against you because girls are like, oh, who does she think she is
wearing
a bikini?
She got the lowest on you.
Yeah, who does she think she is? That's what girls are going to think.
That's it.
And guys like it, but
girls
guys are not voting.
Guys aren't voting on Snapchat.
Right.
Yeah.
So Man, sorry about that, bikini girl.
Yeah.
But you can come sing karaoke this weekend.
Hot girl's got to be careful
in
of that.
In the bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could bartend for you.
But she seems really fun, too.
Lives in cool.
I know. Yeah.
So, we all got right. five left.
Next week on Snapchat Bachelor.
Caroline?
So the next challenge for this week is I want to go on the cooking thing because yeah. Mitchell loves to eat
yeah.
and Mitchell loves it when I cook for him. So what I want you to do is prepare the dish you would make Mitchell if he were to come over to your house on a weeknight.
Mm.
You obviously can't make it in the 10 seconds, but
right.
you can show in the 10 seconds what you would make Mitchell.
Man, this is going to be tough.
Maybe on a Valentine's Day date.
Someone needs to just do the cookie dough roll from Clueless and put it on a tray in the
sheet,
oven.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Would it be against the rules to
always have something in the
prepare
oven.
A meal from blueapron.com?
Yeah, we're coming to Blue Apron. Just don't say anything.
Yeah,
no, don't say anything.
Don't claim it.
This is the one where I'd get the boot.
Maybe you get the three free meals if you put blueapron.com.
Look how legit this meal looks. Looks like a restaurant. Fresh ingredients, by the way. Plenty of variety.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a mystery guy, come over to your house and enjoy this meal with you on yeah. Valentine's Day by just going to blueapron.com.
Yeah.
That'd be a twist right. in your snap. You cook dinner and then you have a dude over and it's not Mitchell.
Oh, dang. I wouldn't recommend that.
I wouldn't recommend yeah. that at all.
Yeah.
Blueapron.com/kid if you want your first three meals for free,
yeah.
by the way.
Crazy how I plugged that in there, huh? It's crazy.
All right. So we'll find out what the girls cook.
Yeah,
next
be
week.
Sure to follow along on the Snap Batch so you can vote for next week.
It's
okay.
B-A-C-H, not like a cookie batch.
Yeah, like Bachelor.
Like Bachelor.
And,
all right.
Like you heard, string bikini girls out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, her hotness did her in.
Yeah.
Girls don't like that.
It happens,
don't.
Kelly.
They don't.
And lose the pretty filters.
Nah.
I don't like that.
Now, they're all so dang nice. I have a hard time yeah. seeing who the villain is in this thing.
There's no bad.
They're all good.
No, it really
That's the
isn't.
Thing. So it's a shame to kick anybody off.
Right.
I know. It's hard. Yeah. And it's getting harder each week.
Maybe we should do one where they have to talk trash on each other.
Oh. Maybe we should just end it and be sister wives.
Mitchell would like that. Mitchell would like that. Hey, we got a trip for you to Florida so you can go to the wine festival.
All right.
We'll tell you when to call and what we need you to do next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. Do you want to take part in the Kid Nation Wine Fest?
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you give us your best wine about something going on in your life, lighthearted, of course. You know, we try to have fun on the show. You'll be on your way to the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival.
Love it.
Hook you up. You and a friend. You and a lover. You and somebody.
Whoever
you
girlfriend.
Want.
Girlfriend. Be a good girl. A girl weekend.
I have yeah. a good wine. I get lash extensions and... For the first time in a long time, I got them on the bottom. Sometimes you can get them on the bottom lashes,
yeah.
which is really weird and it burns. But I woke up this morning and I couldn't open my eyes because they were all tangled together.
Yeah.
and it keeps happening if I close my eyes and blink on one side because I have bottom extensions on, so they're getting all tangled.
That's borderline first world problem.
The bottom ones look real.
Yeah. I think it balances it out if you get lash extensions that are long. You get them on the bottom. Not everywhere does it, but you get them on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then it looks more natural.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
I had a little whining.
That's right, Al.
Couldn't get much sleep last night. Not because the kids are sick and they're coughing all over the place,
right.
but because my wife read a story.
Hmm.
And she does this to herself. Every night she'll read a story.
Yeah.
That has to do with something scary, and then she can't sleep. And then she has to wake me up to let me know that she can't sleep, you know? Because she can't just lay there by herself.
Hey, I love when you're sleeping next to someone, they go, hey, are you awake?
You're
now
like,
I am.
Yeah. So last night she goes,
oh, man.
Hey, hey, hey. And I finally wake up. What? It's like, first thing I do is look over at the clock.
Yeah. How do you know she said, hey, more than once? Because you were awake and ignoring her.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Are you
hoping that she'd just
Because if there's a person in the house, you don't say, hey. You say, there's
right.
a person in the house.
Exactly.
When you say, hey, it's probably not that important, especially when you're trying to sleep. You
hey, wake up hey, you awake?
I look yeah. over. It's like midnight. And she sits there on her phone. I'm like, what? And I know if I heard three hey's, she probably said about 22 of them yeah. before I finally caught one. And she goes, did you hear? No, I've been sleeping. The only thing I heard was, hey.
Did you hear what?
Did you hear about the cockroach? Hmm? I'm like, so now I'm like, is there a cockroach in the house? No. A cockroach crawled in the nose of a lady and it got stuck and burrowed in the back of her eyeballs and she felt burning, so she had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my.
Oh.
She goes, I can't sleep now because.
Oh my goodness.
What if a cockroach crawls in my.
Oh, no.
Why is she doing that to herself?
That's when you go to
exactly.
The that's when you go to the guest room.
Haven't they done a study that we all swallow a certain amount of bugs every year?
I thought it was 2 spiders a year. I thought everyone ate 2 spiders a year in your sleep. I thought that's
I
what the average was that I've read a long
I know,
time ago.
There's got to be some. I mean, just the laws.
Jenna's the
averages.
Googler on the show. So I'm
no, I've looked that up before.
How can I prove that, though? What if it's way more
it's
than
It's an
two?
Average.
But yeah, we look. She made me read the story, of course.
See, that probably means some people swallow a lot more, and yeah. Some people swallow none. So on average.
I'm none. I
oh, the
none.
Stat is 8 spiders a year. Oh!
Told you! Sometimes like 3 or 4 probably are hanging out together like homeboys, and they're like, yeah, let's go in this cave.
That's really more if you're a mouth breather.
Well, we all mouth breathe. Yeah, we all do that.
That's scary.
But apparently this 42-year-old lady in India went to the doctor because she felt a burning sensation behind her eyeballs.
Wow, ow.
And she thought something was extremely wrong, so they did a little x-ray action, and they found a cockroach living at the base, like at the top of her nose bridge and the base of her skull.
She had a big nose hole.
What do you call a Terminex for that, or what do you do?
No, they had to like vacuum it out and use these like
Stop.
Prongs and stuff.
Wow.
They got it out.
Did it go up there as a baby, or did it go up there full grown? Because there are some big nasal passages to get in there.
I'm guessing it was pretty full grown.
But before it crawled in there, you know,
yeah.
It was growing. Ooh.
Oh, like it made its. What if it lived there, and then it would go out and do cockroach work and whatever, and then it would come back?
Like her nose was like a big roach motel.
Yeah.
Like you'd leave.
All right. People anyway. Are still trying to eat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, so that's why I couldn't sleep last night, because then after that, of course, I'm thinking about the cockroach. My wife's thinking about it. Nobody gets sleep.
So, Jenna, before we get to the wine,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to whine about my wrists right now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because Jenna took me boxing yesterday, and now my wrists are killing me.
Both of them?
Might not have wrapped well enough.
Or wrapped too well. I don't know.
They're, no, you know what? Honestly, it's just from hitting. Sometimes when I haven't boxed in a while and I go, my hands my hands almost feel broken. You haven't used your hands that way ever. So yeah, I think you're all right. But it's just soreness to be expected.
Before we go to our complaining, whining people.
Yes.
According to the Perot Museum, this is from the text, everyone eats over 400 bugs a year. Not to scare us, but it's high in protein.
Well, because there's a certain amount of bug particles that are
in
permissible
food.
In food.
True. Yeah.
There's a certain
exactly.
amount.
Exactly.
That's why.
That's you're right. Crazy. All right. Let's get some Wine Fest going. Kid Nation Wine Fest.
I think that now when I wake up hungry every morning at 4 always, and but with some mornings when I don't, I'm like, did I eat bugs?
Probably a couple. As long as it's not like a tarantula, I'm good.
Tastes like chicken.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great this morning, but you're obviously calling because something's going wrong, and that's okay. Our judge, Big Al Mac, will determine how good your wine is.
So it is only Thursday. I have had to go to 3 after work happy hours. That means my lips are staying red. I'm so backed up from all the cheese platters we had to eat. My poor husband's been at home eating frozen pizza every night. And here's to top it off. Last night's happy hour, we ordered this Brussels sprout fried appetizer, which was amazing.
Oh.
But you know Brussels sprouts give you gas all night.
Uh-oh.
That just topped it off for my husband right there.
Oh,
it has been a rough week.
Oh my gosh.
All right. All right, Gassy Mindy.
That is.
I'll take that nickname any day.
As long as you give her that trip, she'll take it.
How you feeling about that wine now?
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what, I'm feeling. Well, let's just go with somebody else for right now.
You want to see? Okay.
Let's compare.
You're not out of it. We're just.
You're in the running. That was a great wine right
that
there.
That was.
Now I want some Brussels sprouts.
All right. Let's go with. I'm looking out. We have so many calls. Hey, Jana.
Hey.
All right, Jana, you have a chance to outwine Mindy.
Gassy Mindy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my daughter and her 3 kids moved in, and now we have a big family to feed and take care of, and my husband he's really good with the kids and everything, but it has added a lot of stress, and we need a vacation.
Mm.
We need to drink some wine and have some fun.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being a good person, you know.
I know. Well, you know, when that's your kids, your kids.
I feel
you. You have grandkids to add on top of that.
Oh, man.
Now we're trying to figure out where everybody's going to sleep. And the last time she moved in, it was for 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
Dang. You got to add that one. Okay, we're going to put you in the running. Jana, wow. That was a good one.
Wow.
So we got Jana and Mindy so far whining. Al, you're going to have three choices today because we're also going to bring in Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, JC. Big Al, I've been trying all week. This is a good one.
Okay.
It's 40 years in the making. So my 40th birthday is in June, as well as 2 days later is my 8th wedding anniversary. So on January 2nd, my husband told me, I've reserved that week off, take that week off work. We're going. I've got special plans for you. Yep, guess what?
What?
Company. Mandatory out-of-town meeting for my 40th birthday.
Oh.
Can you believe it? Only 40 years. Not to mention Destin. I love wine. Destin's my favorite place. And Big Al, I know you value hard work, so I've got to go to my company meeting.
Dang. All right, Al. Wine expert, Big Al Mack, because he's been sitting next to Kelly for many years. Has a very tough choice to make right now. Holly, hold on. We're going to make our decision right now, okay?
Glad I'm not you, Big Al.
You got Holly, who she has a big birthday party she wants to have and can't now because she has a out-of-town work thing, mandatory. You also have Jana, who had her daughter move in again.
Wow.
With everybody, the whole crew. And you have Mindy, who got gas.
Man, this is so tough today.
I know, Al.
Oh, but
go with your gut.
I think it's funny you say gut. I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and go with Gassy Mindy.
Whoa,
Gassy Mindy! Congratulations.
This was a tough one today.
Wow.
Three very, very, very formidable contestants today. Very formidable.
I'm surprised you went with the gas.
Yeah.
It hits close to home for you.
It hits close to home. Anytime you know you talk about gassy, it does hit close to home.
10:09 Al is judging right now.
Jana, I really appreciate you and Holly, your 40th birthday. Golly, this was tough today.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I went with gassy Mindy.
Mindy, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
I earned it.
You did earn it. So did your husband for putting up with you last night.
Gastrointestinal distress.
He really did.
Hey, thanks for playing with us, and I encourage the other ones to call back or something. I don't know. I feel terrible. Yeah.
I know you do, Al.
That was tough today.
Al will find something to do for them. But, Mindy, you're on your way. Jana, tell her what she's going to be doing.
Please. Oh, my gosh. You are going to get two. Yeah, you're going to take your husband, right, because you've been making him suffer?
I have to. He's been eating frozen pizza.
All right. Okay, well, you guys are going to eat a lot better than that because you're going to go to the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. It's at the very end of April, and you get tickets to the Craft Beer and Spirits Jam, Grand Wine Tasting Events, 3-night stay at Resort Quest by Wyndham Vacation Rentals, which is just a couple minutes from the festival venue itself. You get a 4-day car rental and, of course, round-trip air transportation to Destin, Florida.
Wow, that's a nice prize.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
It's really nice.
Get your bags together. You're on your way.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Al.
Yes, baby. Thank you. Try not to eat any Brussels sprouts on vacation, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll
cut the cheese for a while.
Yeah.
No, she already did that. Hold on for us, Mindy. Thank you for being so awesome. We have another trip tomorrow. So get those wines ready.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
You want to go to it?
I'm actually going to a little wine tasting tour at the end of this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A group of our girls gave our guys all hog hunting a trip.
Oh, nice.
Kill hogs.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go drink wine while they do that.
You want real country, right? Kill some hogs?
Yeah. We'll have lots of bacon for a while.
Did somebody tell me that they just came out with a bacon-flavored beer?
They've had that.
Did I dream? Okay.
No, they do. They have bacon-flavored everything.
Soda, too. They have that. We'll have that trip tomorrow again. You can go to the Wine Fest. Or next week, Trip A Day is going to have trips for four.
What?
So we're going to have trips for the whole family.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. Yeah, trips for four next week with Trip A Day. And coming up next.
Oh, cool.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Oh, we're saying Valentine's or Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
We'll go
Valentine's.
Valentine's
might fit better.
Yeah. I know.
I like Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Okay, Valentine's. We'll go with Kelly's. Because listen, Leo. If you don't go with Kelly.
We say Christmas. We don't say Christmas Day.
That's true, Kelly. Rebuttal?
No, I just like it better.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out during the break. But okay. Valentine's Day is less than a week away. And if you haven't bought a present for your significant other, look no further than Craigslist. We had our group of experts search Craigslist far and wide to find you the perfect gift for your loved one.
Okay.
And a couple missed connections as well. And some fetishes.
Huh?
Yes, sir. We have all that for you with Craigslist Valentine's Day next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we start Craigslist Valentine's, we need to figure out how we're going to sing the song. We got a text here from Kid Nation.
Okay.
Kelly's right. What do you say after Merry Christmas, not Christmas Day? What do you say after
Before
happy?
We start Craigslist Valentine's,
Day, not just Valentine's.
We need to figure out how we're going to sing the song.
So they have Kelly's text here from Kid Nation.
Okay.
Kelly's right.
Cute.
What do you say after Merry
Christmas?
Not Christmas Day.
We're not going to do it my way.
After happy. Not your Valentine's Day, not just Valentine's.
I only want it to sound good when we do it, so yeah. Whatever.
So they have Kelly's back.
I'm fine with Valentine's. Whatever.
Kelly?
I just think it's cute.
How I feel about
Valentine's
it.
Day. I say Valentine's.
Give me the Jenna. Option.
I'm going to boycott. We're not going to do it my way. I'm boycotting.
I said Valentine's
Not
also,
your Valentine's Day song?
I only want winning it to sound good whatever. As long as we can say it together and it doesn't sound jumbled, then great.
I think
Kelly.
You know how I feel about
Valentine's Day. I say Valentine's. Jenna?
Oh,
all right, we'll see how
everything has said Valentine's also. Polished,
sure.
Okay, let's do it once both ways.
Whatever,
and just
as long
it
as we can say it together and it doesn't sound jumbled, then great.
Let's just do it. Let's try it out.
It's beginning to look like Craigslist Valentine's.
All right, we'll see how it sounds.
That was just Valentine's.
Sure.
Okay, let's just do it once both ways.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Let's try it out.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's.
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's. It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's
Day. Shirt.
What?
Like new.
Heck yeah. All right, here we go.
Hey, you know what?
$25.
You want.
Okay, this is a
it's
woman
beginning
in a
to look
shirt.
Like a Craigslist Valentine.
From a clean, smoke-free home.
Women's affliction shirt.
I paid $65
what?
For it.
What?
I'm selling it
heck
for $25
yeah.
cash.
Like pickup only. No
meeting,
no delivery, no holds.
This is a woman's affliction
shirt, size
you.
Medium. It is in excellent condition.
Can you imagine?
Smoke-free home.
Yeah.
It is like new.
Well, imagine receiving that on Valentine's Day.
I'm selling it for $25 cash.
It is. You're going to be so
turned on. Meeting, no delivery, no holds. Message
Ladies,
me your phone number if you want it.
I can be your gift. I have a major shoe fetish.
Oh,
yeah.
And I've been trying to find a woman on here to open
I
to it.
It's vintage.
Would love to smell her shoes
so turned on.
And kiss her feet.
Oh.
But
Ladies,
I always come up empty.
I can be your gift.
I have a major foot shoe fetish.
How do I go about this?
And I've been trying to find a woman on
I'm
here
willing
to open to it.
Have, like,
would love to smell her shoes
so.
And kiss her feet.
He
but I always come up
empty-footed.
He wants
to be the gift.
Yeah,
weird.
I don't know, guys.
Yeah,
how do I go
you
about this?
And say, send me a picture of your feet.
I'm willing
you get
to pay.
Yeah.
Don't they have, like,
if you would like to add Kelly and Jenna to your foot fetish Facebook page, please.
He wants to be the gift to you.
You know we're on a website.
I don't know, man.
I'm just going to say it. When you snap me and say, send me a picture of your feet, you get blocked. Someone sent me.
If you would like to add Kelly and Jenna to your foot fetish Facebook page, please.
Somebody sent me pictures of my pinky.
I got rated. You know we're on a website.
All right. Let's get the song again.
Yeah, a foot-rated website. Someone sent me.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine.
Well, if we're going to stay on the king, let's go with this one real quick.
All right. Okay.
Because if you're pregnant and you want to do something special, I mean, this is your last Valentine's Day before maybe your baby's born.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine.
Well, if we're going to stay on the king, let's go with this one real quick. Because if you're pregnant and you want to do something special. I mean, this is your last Valentine's Day before your baby's born.
My wife turned me on when she was pregnant so much.
My stomach was really shaped. But anyway, there's an artist who is seeking women.
It
can be. 6 to 8 months pregnant. I would argue my pregnant shape
between the ages of 18 and 29.
My wife turned me on when she was pregnant so much.
My stomach was the weirdest shape. But anyway,
clothing is provided and you are seeking women.
Oh, that's nice.
Who are 6 to 8 months
pregnant.
Looking for all types
pregnant.
Of beauty and
so
sizes
very
willing
pregnant.
To show the beauty of motherhood.
Between the ages of 18 to 29. Reply
to
for more information. We'll meet face to face. You get a copy
video.
Of artwork and all the pictures, sketches, and video are yours
clothing
to keep.
Is provided
must be
yours
classy
to keep.
And have mature
oh, that's
professional
nice.
Attitudes.
Looking for all types of beauty and sizes. Willing to show the beauty yeah. of motherhood. Yeah. Reply
I just
for
want to have a bunch of hot pregnant girls around.
Reply for more information. We'll meet face to face. You get a
you
copy of artwork and all the pictures, sketches, and video are yours to keep.
Solving our problems on the text is Zach. Why don't you guys just say BD? Boom.
This is a pregnant pervert.
Yeah. It's not cute. He's just about to have a bunch of hot pregnant girls around.
All right,
Big Al, what you got for
us? Of it.
Yeah, all right.
You never know.
This out. A very loud, dirty, talking parrot.
Why don't you guys just say BD?
Made by Smile
Boom.
International. You can YouTube by searching
not
2005
not cute, Zach.
Smile International talking, swearing,
all right, Big Al,
plush
you got
parrot.
All right.
If you're easily offended by naughty talking, this
very
is not
loud,
for you.
Dirty,
this hawking,
insulting parrot.
Huh? Swears
by
he is
Smile
rude,
International.
Funny. You can YouTube by searching 2005 Smile International talking, swearing, plush
approximately
6 inches.
If you're easily offended by
this
naughty talking,
is really
this is not
for
the bird
for you.
Duh. This poly
yeah.
insulting
dirty
parrot
talking
swears he is rude, he is funny,
$5.
Approximately 7 inches long, 6 inches
yeah.
wide,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. and yeah. approximately 6 inches tall.
Dirty parrot.
This item is really for
it's
adults.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist
$5.
I guess the joke works back to the pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
Jokes,
yeah. Right?
Positive
yeah.
pregnancy yeah. test.
See, this is not funny.
It's not.
It's not funny.
They're selling it's it on Craigslist. To look like a Craigslist pregnancy test. If you've ever wondered how much these cost,
$25.
Back to
you
the pregnancy
the
thing.
Yeah.
We'll travel up to 10 positive miles. Positive pregnancy cash test. Only. Strictly business.
See, this is
no
not
questions
funny.
Asked.
It's not
funny.
Not funny.
They're selling it on Craigslist,
yeah.
Kelly.
This is
real
wrong.
Positive pregnancy test.
Wrong.
If you've ever
Girl
wondered how much these
and
cost,
I'll get him to marry me
$25.
And then I'm going to make it happen.
You choose the brand. We'll
and
travel up to 10 miles.
Don't,
cash only. Strictly business.
This is
no questions asked. Why are you the burner phone?
This is people into marrying you. This is wrong.
I've never heard of this.
So if a guy's about to break up with you,
I'll get him to marry me and then I'll try
to
him. Then I'm going
to
make it happen.
To stay with you, yeah.
And then what happens when you don't?
It works sometimes,
kidnap baby.
But probably not very well.
Wait,
wow.
No,
wait,
so just horrific. Like, I don't even, I've
but
never heard of this.
So if a guy's about to break up with you.
And then they'll fake him
to get him to marry you.
To stay with you, yeah.
They'll fake a miscarriage.
It works sometimes, but probably not very well.
No, I think it's just horrific. Like, I don't even. But he's going to know you're not pregnant at some point.
Can be delivered fresh if need be.
Awful. This is shit.
I don't know what that means.
They just have pregnant chicks on hold to pee on sticks.
She's probably trying to sell. She's trying to make money while she can. Because it's awful. It's awful. This really does happen.
It does.
This should be illegal.
Can be delivered fresh if need be.
Fresh.
I don't know what that means. What if the pregnancy model guy is trying to get pregnant girls to come take pictures so that he can steal their pee and create his empire of positive pregnancy tests?
Law and order theme enter.
Hold on. Hold on. What if the pregnancy model guy is trying to get pregnant girls to come take pictures so that he can steal their pee and create his empire of positive pregnancy tests?
Law and order theme. Enter Valentine. 1978 Valley Dolly Parton pinball game. I would actually kind of like it. I would like this myself. Works great. It's disassembled, ready for pickup.
It's good.
Back to the last.
Craigslist
$1978 Valley Dolly Parton pinball game. I would actually kind of like it. I would like this myself. I bought it. Works great. It's disassembled, ready for pickup. Good back glass. Good field.
Oh, really?
$750 cash.
Can I steal
it? No, something went wrong with it, and I put it in the shower.
I'm not sure if you ever
bought
it
back. I bought a, I bought a sit-down Pac-Man machine.
Yeah, right. Here's another one.
What you got?
Used Pac-Man machine.
No. Can I steal it?
No, something went wrong with it, and I put it in the shop. I'm not sure if you ever brought it back or not.
Where the shop was.
Maybe we'll have another one for you before Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah, right.
Here's another one for you out Pac-Man there.
Valentine's Day is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right. Oh,
I know it's tough to go out on Tuesday. Sometimes you got to go up on Tuesday. Maybe we'll have another one for you before Valentine's Day.
All right.
For the procrastinators out there.
Fellas, Valentine's Day is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right. They don't know.
I know it's tough to go out on Tuesday. But sometimes you got to go up on a Tuesday.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
That music right there means it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? The things you've done for a long time thinking they're all super normal and then finally somebody called you out.
I just tried to write an email to Tom Hardy. I was sending my girlfriend an email about Tom Hardy, and I just addressed it and sent it to Tom Hardy.
Oh,
Jenna.
I have Tom Hardy on the brain because I've been watching Taboo.
Is that Tom Hardy at Yahoo.com?
What if he responds?
That's what I started typing. That's what I started. No, that's what I started writing.
You
Tom
know
Hardy
what?
At.
I have. We get sometimes we get to see like big time celebrities' emails, you know, because we're like we'll go back and forth with their people. A lot of celebrities have very simple emails like that, Kelly.
They do.
Like Tom Hardy at
private.
Yahoo.
Like it'll be like Tom Hardy private at Yahoo.com.
It's so
it's
weird.
True.
I'm like, huh. That's exactly what I would have typed if I was trying to send him an email.
I'm such an idiot. Why am I even sending my friend an email about Tom Hardy?
I don't know.
A schoolgirl.
Speaking of heartthrobs, Danny DeVito on the phone with us tomorrow.
Ooh, nice.
He's going to be calling in.
The one and only.
I love him.
Yeah. He's funny, dude. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, man.
So he'll be on the phone at this time tomorrow. But right now, it's all about those things you do, Kid Nation. For example, from the text, I write down license plate numbers of crappy drivers, and I write letters to the drivers critiquing their driving skills, but I don't send the letters out. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Honey, I get it.
To go to the trouble of writing a letter and
a
not
full-on
sending
letter?
It.
It makes you feel better you're at least getting it out of your system.
Yeah, maybe so.
I always, when I see a car with a phone number on it, and they're driving like crap, I always take a picture of it with the intention of calling them and telling them off. But I'm like, no, they're not. Then I'm a snitch and I'm narking on them. What if they're having a bad day and they get fired? I feel bad, so I don't.
I came so close to tattletaling on someone in carpool line the other day.
You did? What'd they do?
To the guidance counselor. She just cut everybody off like she was more important. Was whipping through the parking lot. I mean, she cut everybody
more
off.
More important than Kelly Raspberry?
No, not just... Well, I mean, she's important than all the other people waiting in line like we were supposed to.
Yeah.
And she cut everybody off and was speeding through the parking lot. And it's like,
what a jerk.
Who are you? And I almost tattletaled on her.
Yeah, you're like, who are you? And she's like, who are you?
Like,
and you're like...
I'm like, what good is going to come of this?
Nothing.
I didn't.
Some moms get feisty in the
Maybe
carpool.
She was just having a day.
Yeah.
No, she was being rude.
Another one. I'm a guy, and if I can't pluck at least one unibrow hair each morning, I don't feel like I'm groomed enough. Does that make me crazy? Hey, eventually you'll get rid of all of them.
Well, yeah.
I love a guy with full brows.
Full? Yeah. But not
unibrow. Not groomed, though. Not wax.
Yeah.
Not, you don't, ladies, don't trust a guy with better eyebrows than your own.
Full life.
Don't trust that he loves you.
Big Al, this one's directed at you.
Oh, whoa.
Big Al picked the gassy Brussels sprout lady to go to Florida instead of me, who's missing my 40th birthday
know,
and anniversary celebration.
It was so hard.
Does that make him crazy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was surprised you went with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're all good. Funny,
I'm not saying they all didn't deserve the trip, but I was just surprised because she was missing her 40th.
Yeah, they all deserve it.
I know. It's just...
We're sorry, Holly. We can't control Big Al.
I know, right?
Sorry, Holly.
But we are happy that Brussels sprout gas gets to go. Yeah, we want everybody to go.
Gassy Mindy.
She's going to go to work today, and people are going to be calling her that, too. All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's do it.
Coral, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome. We're going to see if you're crazy or not, though.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have been really reluctant to go onto the website to see what you guys look like before I called in. And I guess it's been about 3 years now that... I have not, like, been listening to you driving to work every morning and every single morning, and I didn't want to go to the website to look at the live show because then I felt like I would be, I'm not really sure what you would say, but I would be bummed that you guys didn't look like what I had envisioned that you look
like. What do you think we look like?
Well, I already know now. I needed to do my due diligence to go look first before I called.
Are you disappointed?
Who disappointed you the most?
Not at all. I was so excited. It made me want to call even more.
Who surprised you the most?
I guess Kelly. Sorry, Kelly.
That's right.
Jenna, because a lot of the pictures had her being blonde, and I didn't really picture her as a blonde, so...
Yeah, that's old Jenna.
Yeah, I'm not.
Old.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is new and improved Jenna.
Yeah. Yes.
The dark hair.
Mature Jenna. Yes.
Well, Coral.
30s
Jenna. I didn't know if that made me shallow or crazy or what.
Nah.
Yeah, you're fine.
You came to a book.
You're good.
You know what I mean?
You're fine.
Okay. Makes you awesome, and we're glad you've been listening for 3 years. Thank you, Coral.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
There
you go. See, she's fine. It happens. I know. You get this picture in your head.
Yep.
You don't want to ruin it for yourself. Hey, JL.
Hi. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Oh. Oh, boy.
What?
I just.
You already know what she's going
to
say?
Well, I get a little glimpse of what the callers are about. Well, I have to look at their names, and then next to her name, it's
all right, surprise me and Big Al.
All right.
I have no idea.
Go ahead, JL.
Okay, so I'm
Okay, so when my boyfriend would stay over, which is about 6 or 7 days a week, I would get up whenever he falls asleep if I have to pass gas, and I would go in the other room just to pass gas, and then I'd come back and just cuddle with him. Like, it never happened.
That's kind of you, but 7 days a week, that's living together.
We just started dating on Christmas Eve this past year, so, like, it's like a honeymoon phase, like, in the relationship. So I don't want to be like, all right, I'm about to just do this.
I'm a firm believer in keeping it honeymoon the whole time. There's never a need. I mean, some people are comfortable sharing that stuff, but it won't maybe not ruin the relationship, but why? Yeah. That's what I say. Like, why do it? Keep it sexy.
It keeps you sexy. That's what it does. You're not crazy, JL. You're smart.
Yeah, I mean, he farts around me all the time. And I think I only farted around him one time when I was drunk because I was drunk.
Since Christmas?
It was like the day before Christmas on our first like time hanging out whenever we started dating. Yeah. And like, I had to use the bathroom and we couldn't. There wasn't a bathroom nearby. Okay. There wasn't even a
You're not doing yourself any
nearby.
Favors right now.
JL, we're trying to save you. We love you. We love you.
Yeah.
And your openness. JL, you have a wonderful day. Good luck with your boyfriend and keep doing what you're doing. But the thing is, everybody does it.
I don't. Never. Never once around a guy. I'm sorry. I just don't. That's just not me. That's something I'm gross about a lot of things, I think, and really candid, but that's just not something I do. Why?
Around a boyfriend?
Never. Yeah. Never once.
I think it's once the floodgates open for guys, we're cool with
it. Yeah. Well, I really don't. I try not to either. I won't do that. I don't want to do that. No.
It's not my favorite thing.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No, I don't want to do that.
It's not like I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's an accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoops.
Sometimes it slips. Hey, Christy.
Hey.
All right. Does that make me crazy? What's yours? We're looking for our first crazy of the day.
Well, I cannot get a good night's sleep unless my hair is soaking wet, like straight out of the shower.
Ooh.
Does that make me crazy?
Do you have like plastic on your pillow?
No, it gets my pillow gets soaking wet, but that is like comforting to me at this point. If I wake up and my hair, I have all this dry hair around me and a dry pillow, I feel dirty, like I can't sleep right. So I can get back up at 1 or 2 in the morning and take a shower. Just so that my pillow will be wet.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's
yeah. I'm gonna say that's crazy.
And you probably have great wavy hair in the morning though.
Or knots.
And knotty.
Yeah. Well, yeah, knotty. It depends on how much I toss and turn. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you crazy on that one.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Try a dry one and see what happens.
First crazy of the day, right?
First crazy of the day, and let's try one last one with Amber here. Amber?
Hey.
All right, so you're a very kind person, but you might be crazy kind.
Maybe, just a little bit. When I eat gummy bears, I can only eat them in pairs because I don't want them to die by themselves. Does that make me a little crazy?
Yeah.
That makes you way crazy,
That's
but
awesome.
We love it.
Congratulations. You're crazy.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. That's cute, though. That's cute crazy.
Love it.
Keep them coming. Mm. We're going to do That Make Me Crazy again next week. On the text, on Facebook, we might read them. You might hear yourself be called crazy, and that's what we all want in the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
That's the goal.
Yep.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.